I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What seem to be the biggest concerns you have heard about from either parents or educators?
Right. Well, in New York, there's only a few districts that are starting to do this, whereas in other states, it's become quite a bit more prevalent, like across the state. But a lot of the concerns from parents have to do with lack of access to being able to contact their children, mainly because of safety and or medical concerns. There's also, of course, the idea of that seems to be the main one from parents. Of course, from students, I think it's very much, well, this is such a part of our lives and this is important to us. And why is this sort of another infringement on our rights or things like that? But for parents, it seems to be mostly about safety and communication.
And at Thursday's event, what do you hope they take away from this?
Yeah. Well, we're hoping to take a real proactive approach to this. This is certainly something that seems to be a pressing issue, something that our governor is doing listening tours on and is likely going to propose that New York do this. But instead of just reacting to legislation or saying this is what we're going to do, we really want to take a thoughtful approach to why are schools going in this direction? What is the argument for it? What are some of the concerns about an argument against it? What are the different ways that a ban can look like? What does this look like? And then what does the research say? There's very limited research, and most of it's actually been done in other countries. So we just want to be really clear about that and talk about the little bit that we do know and some of the sort of limitations and cautions, but probably most importantly, provide some recommendations for approaching the issue. So, you know, we've worked with schools, heard from schools that have done this in a really planful and thoughtful way. We also know of different resources in terms of getting input from parents and students and others in the community, kind of pitfalls to watch out for, and really coming up with it in that how are we approaching this as part of overall wellness, as opposed to this is kind of a punitive ban that we're putting in place, which could just cause power struggles and problems. But how are we going to roll this out, talk about it, really see if this is the right approach, and then look to evaluate if we're really meeting the outcomes that we're hoping to achieve with it?
All right. And Amanda, what seems to be is there a happy medium that can be reached as far as school cell phone use by students?
A happy medium. I mean, I think the ideal, and in places where this seems to have worked best, is that it's been a process where it's been clear about why the school is doing this. Sort of, we know that there are a lot of distractions with cell phones. We know that it is associated with, you know, some reductions in mental health, although I think the relationship has been way oversimplified in terms of people talking about this. But really, why are we doing this? How can we do this in a way that is, again, really embracing the intent of it to engage, to be able to engage in learning, to be able to engage in face-to-face relationships, to not make it about just what we're taking away, but what this is going to be able to provide. And then not forgetting that cell phones and digital technology are a way of life. So we're not going to pretend that they're going away. We're still going to talk about them and see how to use them most productively, but seeing it as a part of an overall goal and vision for the education system that parents, students, and others can get on board with. Not everybody's going to be happy with a decision that's made, but going about it from consensus and being thoughtful about it, as opposed to just coming down and saying, these are prohibited, you can't do this, and then getting into the various ways that we know that kids may try to get around this, and parents too, perhaps.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.